Back with Attitude Adjustment. I'm Paul Prydecker and Mike Morgan.
I'm Mike Morgan.
Mike, we've had a good morning and good guest, and our next guest is Patrick Kohenauer. Patrick is the 2026 Phillips 66 Aviation EAA Young Eagles Leadership Award winner. Congratulations, Patrick.
Congratulations, Patrick. This is the ink's barely dry on putting your name on this award certificate. I understand this was awarded last night. Is that right?
Yes.
And I have the idea that you've been involved in EA Young Eagles for quite some time. I see that you're from Oklahoma, in one of the chapters down there. So what's been your experience, and kind of tell us how this has been going for you?
Well, I started going to the EAA meetings in the early 2000s and became involved with the Young Eagle program then. And along about 2010, I started working as the coordinator for our chapter, and it just kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
Nobody else would take the job, so I feel like it's an important step, you know.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you've done a number of Young Eagle rides.
Yeah, over 1,000.
Over 1,000. That's a big number, and of course, there's a lot of volunteers like you who have done similar things. It's such an important part. And did I just see that the 2.5 million just occurred?
Yes.
Oof, Mike. 2.5 million possible aviators. That would solve our, aviation shortage. You know, if we could.
Well, every year we are hearing stories about people who multi-generation fashion have, come up through Young Eagles and now are flying Young Eagles themselves or have become commercial aviators. Patrick, have you had the privilege of seeing people that you flew a long time ago come back through and become private or commercial aviators?
Yeah, we've had, I've gotten a few, not a lot, but I've had a few letters from mothers who've said, hey, I just thought I'd let you know my kid just graduated and he's flying airplanes for somebody, or he's working as a mechanic or whatever. And
yeah, how does that feel?
It feels really nice. Very good.
I think, I can relate to this in a pretty significant way. I did not, when I had the first time I was in an airplane ride, I don't think there was a Young Eagles because this was in the early 60s. But when I was 9, I had an opportunity. A gentleman just volunteered to take me up. And, that pretty much set the spark for me about, wanting to do this. So from 9, and it took until I was 34 before I actually took my first flight lesson. But all that time, I always remembered what that first flight was like. So you don't know what effect you're going to have on somebody. But the Young Eagle program to me is like you're being the ultimate ambassador for aviation. Don't you agree?
Well, I'm an ambassador. I'm not sure ultimate, but yeah. When I think it's, and I've had that discussion several times with people that. A lot of pilots say, yeah, we need to get more kids involved in aviation, but then, okay, come be a Young Eagle pilot for us. And So that's one of the frustrating parts of it, is to really trying to get more pilots involved, because I do think it is an important thing.
Of course.
And I think it's proven to be a very important way to get kids involved that go on and do things further, and maybe not as pilots, but in airport administration or as a mechanic or whatever.
Sure.
We're talking with Patrick Kohenauer, who is the recipient of the EAA Young Eagles Leadership Award presented by Phillips 66. Patrick, what kind of equipment are you flying your Young Eagles in?
Well, that's changed here very recently. I bought a Piper Aero when I got my license in 1988, and I've been flying kids in that Piper Aero for until this last spring, and I just bought an RB-7A and sold the Aero.
Ah. So,
and I flew my first Young Eagle in the 7A a few weeks ago.
Cool. So you said bought, not built, is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm the third owner of that particular 7A. Now I've worked on airplanes. I've done quite a bit of building, but I've not built one myself.
Okay. Patrick, you talked about, you know, trying to get more pilots to become Young Eagle, you know, pilots. What's the roadblock? I mean, what do you have to do it?
Pay for their gas.
I don't, yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's not everybody, but it just always puzzles me that if they really think it's important, why don't they chip in?
You know? Is there hesitancy about liability at all?
I think there is.
Yeah.
Part of it's hesitancy of liability, and part of it is just, you know, I've seen over the years, you know, when things like what's going on now happens, the fuel prices go up, we have less people coming out to help us fly the rallies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm wondering if you've noticed changes in the students themselves. Being an elementary school student was pretty tough in the early part of this decade, right, because of COVID and the switch to online learning. And the number and the nature of the distractions that kids have to deal with right now is certainly different. Have you noticed any impacts from those things in the kids that you've been flying all this time?
Well, not really. Probably not. I'm not saying there aren't, but
sure.
Our interaction with them isn't such that we're around them enough to be able to tell those kinds of things, I don't think. I mean, there's always been kids that, you know, some of them are very interested and they pay attention when you do the walk around and they want to know what this gauge does and, you know, and they're, oh yeah, you want to fly the airplane, they're eager, and some of them say, no way, I don't want to touch the controls.
What's the age range?
It has to be at least 8 and no older than 17.
8 to 17, so that's a impressionable age for sure.
And it's a wide range, so that you may be catching kids very early on in the process of thinking about themselves, in aviation context.
Yeah. And some of them are just, oh, look at the cow down there. And some of them, like I say, even as young as, you know, 8 or 10 years old, are you know, they want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of tell which ones are really going to go that way or not. And that's kind of how I was, that nobody would have had to talk me into taking a Young Eagle ride. I'd have been all over.
Been there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got your certificate in 1988?
That's when I got my license, yes.
For me, too. Yeah.
Really?
Same story. And I've done a few Young Eagle rides at a local airport here in Wisconsin, and it's a wonderful experience. You want to make sure that they're comfortable and you know, you answer questions, but there's nothing like letting them have the controls and, you know, just monitoring and make sure everything is okay. But you can certainly see their smiles and their eyes get pretty big, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's gratifying. And certainly when you get out of the airplane and they're excited and their parents come and take a picture of them standing by the airplane with you, and it looks good.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of how many of the Young Eagles that you've flown have gone on to do the ground school?
Actually, I don't really. I guess there might be some way to check into that, but
yeah.
I know several have, and there's the president of our chapter now is a girl that we flew as a Young Eagle, and she's gone through and she's got her A&P now and is A&P chief on one of the military restoration projects that they're flying. They're up here now.
So how is this organized? Is Young Eagles, is the central office for managing Young Eagles, is it here in Oshkosh at the EA headquarters?
Yes.
But then EA chapters may or have their own local program that's managed locally.
Right, as far as arranging the rallies and all that, now, of course, the national organization has guidelines of, you know, who they want to, you know, for pilots and for what type of flights and kind of how long the flight should be and the kind of things to try to incorporate into that. But other than that, we, you know, different chapters do different things. We have a pancake breakfast once a month during the good flying months anyway and incorporate a Young Eagle rally into that. And we've had in the past where we use a flight simulator and, TV screen flight simulator to let kids play with that while they're waiting for the rides. And there's other things you can do as well.
Patrick, what would you say to other EAA members to encourage them or convince them that they should be flying young eagles as well? How would you recruit them?
I guess I'd do what I've been doing, is just to, you know, tell them what it's like. And if a lot of them are already familiar with it, and it's, I mean, I don't know what you tell them. You ask them to, hey, we need pilots. But some of them are, you know, newer people, and you just explain to them what the program is, and a lot of them get excited about it and come and help. We've had two or three guys new in the last couple of rallies we've had, which is always very helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's such an important message, too, that, you know, you're talking about a need for young Eagle pilots, but there's also a need for more pilots in the aviation system.
Right.
I mean, it's both those things are connected. And as I said before, you don't know what spark you're going to set off because of the age. Like I said, when I was 9, you know, I wanted to take lessons, but of course you don't have enough allowance money when you're 9, right? So this has been great, Patrick. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, we've been talking with Patrick Kohenour, who is the recipient of the EAA Young Eagles Leadership Award presented last night by Phillips 66. Thanks for all you do, Patrick.
Well, you are an ambassador for the program, and congratulations. This is EAA Radio.